Welcome back to the second hour of Sedona Dreams, the third hour of our broadcast, and we've had some mechanical glitches today, or this evening rather. We have survived the zombie apocalypse where the program on zombies somehow preempted our live broadcast. We've come through the Skype meltdown where we had a major lack of ability to hear our guest on the second hour, and now we have David. I'd love to hear some of my reversals on this David, on what I've just said this evening. In our third hour, second hour of Sedona Dreams, we have our regular guest David John Oates. And David is bringing us about three decades of research in reverse speech, which is the voice of the unconscious mind. And so for the first time in human history, we can actually listen to, understand, and then speak to the unconscious mind through the metaphors that David has cataloged in his book, The Metaphor Dictionary. And I would urge all of our listeners to check out David's website, which is reversespeech.com. David, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, George. Always good to be on your show. Hey.
And David has, as I mentioned, about three decades of research in reverse speech. And so we have a virtually inexhaustible data work with different levels of reverse speech, which go from the shallow unconscious to the deep unconscious. What do you have for us today?
Well, we're going to cover a few things today. I'm going to start off with Obama and Syria. And you may remember last week I played on your show a reversal that said don't.
A spectacular prediction. And now since David played that reversal, Obama has delayed any attack on Syria and now is going to ask Congress.
Absolutely. Yep. And he doesn't want to go into Syria. I said that on your show last week, and I got more reversals to back that up. And so let's play the reversal I played last week first off. So here we go.
Do we have the coalition to make it work?
And here he says, don't begin it. Now, go ahead.
Now, since David played that reversal, David said, I'm going to stick my neck out and I'm going to play this. Now, what have we had since David played that reversal? We've had the so-called coalition that Obama refers to in his Ford speech basically fall apart.
Absolutely. Righteous call for political solution. I've been watching on the news every day. They say attack plan stalled. And, of course, now he comes out and says, well, I do want to go in, but I want to get congressional approval first. He's hoping that the Congress votes against it.
Now, that's interesting because he like Bush, has spent the entire tenure of his previous days in office absolutely ignoring what the Constitution says about the fact that Congress, not the president, has to declare war. So now, all of a sudden, he's starting to consult Congress. Well,
okay. So here we here we have another reversal that supports his position. Here he is.
What I've also concluded is that direct military engagement, involvement in a civil war in Syria, would not help the situation on the ground.
They're talking about Syria, and he says there is no worse than an involvement.
There is no worse than an involvement. There is no worse than an involvement.
Very clear.
There is no worse than an involvement.
Huh. So that's another. So he sees bad times ahead if America is involved in Syria. Okay. And here we have another one that supports this position. Here we go.
Countries break international norms on weapons like chemical weapons that could threaten us.
And here he says, no one will shine on it. And again. So there we have three reversals in a row that show his reluctance about going into Syria.
And then not just that, he's making the future tense, the last one, future tense reversal, is predicting a bad outcome if they do.
Yep, that's exactly right. Predicting a bad outcome if they do. So now when I went on your show on Sunday and stuck my neck out on the line, everyone was expecting America to hit Syria within the next 24 hours, you know. And,
and you're batting 100% because they, since that time, the coalition in the forward speech portion of Obama's reversal has fallen apart, and the reversal has been borne out because there has not yet been any attack.
Exactly.
It's been delayed or possibly not going to happen.
And this just adds to my very long documented history of success. Here's one I called. I'm going to play a few more others that I've called over the last few years that I've been right on. So here we have President George Bush 2 weeks before going into Baghdad.
Help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
And here he says, we will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
Now, I found that 2 weeks before America went in, and I went on the air and said, we're going to go into Iraq and march right into the streets of Baghdad. That's exactly what I said. And based on that reversal, and that also turned out to be stunningly accurate. And then there was a case back when Bill Clinton was president, and this was prior to Operation Desert Fox. And I found this reversal on Scott Ritter, weapons inspector.
We have not been allowed to do certain inspections in the past year, which have been viewed by our supporters in London and Washington as perhaps leading towards confrontation with Iraq. Let me jump in here.
This one says, our wrath won't shake the fox. And then shortly after that, Operation Desert Fox began to, this was before America actually went in properly. And of course, they were trying to get Saddam out and they didn't succeed. So once again, that reversal was a predictive reversal. And then there was the time I predicted a great calamity in the Clinton presidency. This is, where was that reversal? You know, I thought I had that all ready to go. Okay, just hang on 1 second. I have lost a reversal.
Well, while David's looking for that reversal, I would direct all of our listeners, especially the new listeners, to David's website, which is reversespeech.com. There are thousands of reversals, and this is the language of the unconscious mind. For the first time, we can hear it, understand it, and speak with it and on the conscious level. Also, David has many books that he's written over the years about reverse speech. There is software that you can purchase, which will enable you to zero in and isolate reversals. And also, there's information about classes that David teaches so that people can become reverse speech practitioners. David.
All right, so here's this reversal. I found this on Bill Clinton when he gave his acceptance speech after winning his second term. So here's the forward.
In the last 4 years, we've made remarkable progress. But in our schools, our families, our workplaces, and our communities, our journey is not done.
And here he says, world will come to damn you.
World will come to damn you.
World will come to damn you. World will come to damn you.
And I predicted a crisis in the Clinton presidency in his second term based on that reversal. Of course, he was impeached. And so that's another one I was right on. And talking about the crisis in the Clinton presidency, I found this reversal on Bill Clinton halfway through his second term.
I think it will become apparent as this case plays itself out that I did in fact do that, but I am not going to discuss that. The judge has given us strict orders not to discuss anything related to that case.
And here he says, had sex with an Oregon madam.
That's actually not gone, madam.
That's actually not gone, madam.
And again.
That's actually not gone, madam.
Of course, Monica Lewinsky went to college in Portland, Oregon. So, there you go.
David, it's no wonder that for some people in high places, you've really managed to piss them off.
Oh, I certainly have. I've upset a lot of people over the years with reverse speech. Oh, look, here's the first time. Of course, we all know this one. I play this one a lot, but we're going to run it again because it's another documented success. This is George H.W. Bush when Operation Desert Shield was on before Desert Storm.
But we must recognize that Iraq may not stop using force to advance its ambitions. Iraq has massed an enormous war machine on the Saudi border.
This one says, Simone in the sands.
General Simone in the sands.
And again.
General Simone in the sands.
Simone is an Arabic word meaning dust storm in the desert or desert storm. And so there I found Operation Desert Storm in reverse before it was announced. So just imagine if you're in the Syrian intelligence and you believed in reverse speech, okay? And all you got to do is tape Barack Obama, and you can work out what his moves are and what his plans are. I mean, if Syria had listened to our show last week, then they would have said, okay, we're safe now because Obama's not going to go in. I mean, that's the implications of reverse speech. It's the in terms of information. It's quite chilling what you can find out. And as these instances that I've played have shown.
All right, and hopefully we can avoid World War III and the incredible accuracy of. David's predictions based on these reversals is stunning. And so you just have yet another demonstration of the power of reverse speech.
Yep, exactly right. All right, we're going to look at some more of the key players in the Syria situation today. And I just wanted to play those ones to start off with. So here we have John McCain.
Weapons fly in Iranian and Russian aircraft into Damascus in a very unfair fight.
Here he says, I'm a sick sign, but listen.
I'm a sick sign, but listen.
Huh.
I'm a sick sign, but listen.
And again.
I'm a sick sign, but listen.
Why? I don't think his self-image is a little bit battered there, I think.
he certainly wouldn't be at the top of the list when Jesus was saying, blessed are the peacemakers.
No, that's true. This reversal shows that too. So here we go to the forwards.
Bodies of children stacked up are nothing but the victim of chemical weapons, and it has been done by Bashar Assad. There's no other logic.
No, he's talking about the bodies stacked up due to chemical weapons, and he says backwards, it will be fun. How's that one?
What's half a million lies, or you know, I mean, that's fun, I guess, for some people.
Yeah.
No, boy. That
pretty amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing. And the thing about reverse speech is it never ceases to amaze.
Yeah, that's true. All right, here's another one on McCain.
The Iranians are there, 5,000 Hezbollah are fighting.
And this one says, they're all upset, so I fell for media. They're all upset, so I fell for it.
Media for all of the Hezbollah there.
Huh.
Media for all of the Hezbollah there.
She's not.
Media for all of the Hezbollah there.
It's not as clear as some of the others, but anyway, there you go. And the last one on McCain, see how clear this one is.
Tragedies in recent history. There is 100,000 dead.
And this one says, the dead inside their mothers.
The dead inside their mothers.
That was clear.
The dead inside their mothers.
And again.
The dead inside their mothers.
So there we go. Bit creepy, isn't it? Bit creepy. The creepiest one, though, I'm just going to replay this one again. It will be fun.
The bodies of children stacked up are nothing but the victim of chemical weapons, and it has to be done, have been done by Bashar Assad. There's no other logic.
And it will be fun.
It will be fun.
All right, whatever.
That's McCain reaching new heights or new depths of depravity.
Yeah. All right. So here we have a couple on Joe Biden. Okay.
This is unconscionable. It's unconscionable.
And here he says, "Shock Nazi."
Shock Nazi.
I think he's referring to the Syrians as Nazis. You know, it's a metaphor for maybe Joe Biden wants to go in with that reversal. Maybe there's a dissension between Biden and Obama. That would be interesting. Here we have another one on Joe Biden.
Is to use our overwhelming power in the face of the moral disapprobation of the rest of the world, threaten the rest of the world, and that's how we'd avoid war in the future.
And here he says, whirlwind of terror.
Borrow with the terror.
Huh? Well, they're two identical reversals on Biden talking about Syria, and clearly we can tell from those reversals that he's got a problem with the Syrian administration and what happened. He's describing it as a Nazi-like act, a whirlwind of terror. So this is interesting, a different point of view from Joe Biden to Barack Obama. It's interesting seeing the comparison. Anyway, all right. So here we have one on the Secretary of State John Kerry.
This matters also beyond the limits of Syria's borders.
I don't know what he means by this. Deny it.
Deny it.
Well, what's the forward on that one again, David?
Okay, here's the forward.
This matters also beyond the limits of Syria's borders.
This matters also beyond the minutes
of Syria's borders. Yeah.
Deny it. I don't know what he means by deny it. Anyway, all right. I'll leave that for you to ponder. All right. Here we have another one.
It is directly related to our credibility and whether countries still believe the United States when it says something.
And here it says, reveal the blitz.
Reveal the blitz.
Reveal the blitz.
That's pretty clear.
Reveal the blitz.
So I think Kerry wants to go in.
Oh, there's, you know, it sounds like it. And with the previous guest, we were talking about what a pack of fabrications that Kerry and Obama are engaging in. Of course, it has been blacked out from the American people and the mass media that Carla Del Ponte, who is the head of the UN High Commissioner for is part of the the Syria Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Syria under the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Carla Del Ponte, came out in the previous chemical attack and said that the evidence is overwhelming that it was not the Syrian government, but rather it was the Syrian, the rebels that had unleashed the chemical gas. This information's been withheld from the American people, but here you have a high-ranking UN with UN inspectors, when they actually went out and gathered the evidence, concluded the overwhelming evidence showed that it was the rebels, not the Syrian government, that engaged in the chemical attack. And of course, when you consider the fact that the Syrian government has already basically won the war, that the rebels were basically finished, they would have no incentive to conduct a chemical attack anyway. And we're supposed to believe that Assad invited these UN inspectors in only so he could stage a chemical weapons attack a couple of miles away so that NATO would have an excuse to attack his country. And if anybody believes that, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona that I'll sell you.
Yeah, right.
So the denial, the Kerry in context, Kerry, you know, the only thing I can put it in context, Kerry knew he was lying because they have zero evidence. They have no evidence that the Syrian government did this. And they're standing up there lying, saying they do, whereas they've got plenty of evidence from the UN on the ground inspectors that the rebels, in fact, did this. So they know they're lying, and maybe the deniant has something to do with that. I don't know.
All right, let's play some more reversals on Kerry. Here we have another one.
Where the world's most heinous weapons must never again be used against the world's most vulnerable people. Thank you.
And this one says, so we ignite a revenge.
So we ignite a revenge.
That song was Reveal the Blitz, so clearly Kerry wants to go in. I think there's major dissensions in the Obama administration right now over all of this.
It sounds like it, and of course they're right encroaching on Russia's borders, so This might be quite a bit different from Iraq or Libya.
Yeah, this is a tricky situation. So I think that's why Obama's gone to Congress. He doesn't want to make the decision himself. All right, here we have another one on Kerry.
That the United States of America makes our own decisions on our own timelines based on our values and our interests.
And here he says, the crime of the states.
The crime of the states.
So there you go. That's so he knows they're doing something wrong. Okay.
It's just another demonstration of the power of reverse speech. It's absolutely amazing with this type of analysis David has made spectacular bullseye after bullseye after bullseye, not just on the Syrian situation, but as he mentioned earlier, for years he's been making very accurate predictions based on the reversals, because the unconscious mind will tell the truth.
Yep, absolutely. All right, here we have Kerry again.
Turkey said, there is no doubt that the regime is responsible.
David, let me. Turkey said, "There's no doubt the regime." Turkey was the one that caught the rebels red-handed with the sarin gas in Turkey.
Oh, I mean, really?
Goodness gracious, this is getting really bad.
Well, you like this reversal then? He says, "The secret."
The secret.
The secret.
Ah.
The secret.
So there's something about Turkey that he's keeping secret. Probably exactly what you just said. So here we have See, we have the folds again.
Turkey said, there is no doubt that the regime is responsible.
And here we have the secret.
The secret.
The secret. The secret.
Now, there you go. Interesting stuff. All right. Then we have this next one on Kerry.
I will tell you that as someone who spent nearly three decades in the United States Congress.
And here he says, the snake, I do feel it.
This is the ache I do feel it.
This is the ache I do feel it. This is the ache I do feel it.
He's a snake. Can't trust what he's saying.
All right. That's a break music there. We'll be back right after the break with more reverse speech.
So, you want the news and information without the hate, the hype, the fear? Well, you've come to the right place. You can support Truth Frequency Radio by spreading the word on social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, or your favorite forums. Want to take Truth Frequency Radio on the road? Listen on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or other mobile devices. Want more than just the free stuff? Sign up for a VIP membership for as little as $4 a month and get super high-quality downloads, member-only content, and instant access to your favorite shows without the wait. It's only through your loving support that we're able to cover the cost and continue broadcasting. So now, stay tuned for more Free Speech Radio right here on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. KTFRA. Worldwide.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offer is for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
Take control of your money today and do it with style. Young Austrians are right now fashioning the silver economy. Would you like to take part? You'll find all the tools you need at don'ttreadonmeme.com. Don't Tread on Meme is the only place where you can get your hands on silver dime trading cards with the most unforgettable designs, like Clint Eastwood's Fistful of Silver Dollars, Murray Rothbard, Enemy of the State, the Ron Paul Lovolution, and the cover art of George Orwell's book 1984. Download the free silver calculator app on the iPhone or Android market and get up-to-the-minute silver spot prices at your fingertips. And hey, we're all Austrians now, so why not express your passion for silver and promote the ideas of honest money with Don't Tread on Meme's clever apparel? Boycott an empire of theft. Buy silver. Trade with value. Build a society of consent. Do it all at don'ttreadonmeme.com. That's don'ttreadonmeme.com.
We're back for the second half of the incredible predictions of David John Oates using the technology known as reverse speech technology. And again, David's website is reversespeech.com. David.
All right, we can continue with reversals on Kerry. Here we have the next one.
It is about whether Iran, which itself has been a victim of chemical weapons attacks, will now feel emboldened in the absence of action to obtain nuclear weapons.
And here he says, the spy in it.
The spy in it.
The spy in it. The spy in it.
And they're just spying, you know.
Well, this is, I mean, this is, it just makes me, thank goodness I don't have a TV set. This is,
oh,
John,
right. Yeah.
John Kerry in the foreword just said that Iran has been the victim of chemical weapons attacks. Well, what he didn't say was that it was Donald Rumsfeld's company and the United States that supplied the chemical weapons to Iraq, which resulted in the helped and provided the impetus to start a war, which resulted in the deaths of 1 million Iranians, which would be like 20 million Americans, those Iranian victims were victims because the Iraqis had been supplied gas by the United States. So it just amazes me to hear Kerry talking about Iran has been a victim of chemical weapons.
Yeah.
And the Wall Street Journal actually admitted all these years later, they actually admitted in their report that the Iranians were the victims from gas from the Iraqi attack during the Iran-Iraq war. Okay.
All right, okay. So here we have another one on Kerry.
Even the first responders, the doctors, nurses, and medics who tried to save them, they became victims themselves.
He simply says they've made their bed.
They've made their bed.
Yeah, well, they've made the bed, now they're lying in it, you know. So, anyway. All right. I want to, that's all I got on Kerry for the time being. I want to play an interesting reversal. Someone emailed me this reversal this morning, and there's an interesting story behind this. This is on Obama's. This is a chap by the name of Austin. So thank you for this, Austin. But I'm going to tell you a story. Here we go.
I've told you what I believe. Feel about it.
Okay. Simply says for us, I told you what I believe.
I've told you what I believe.
And Russell says, feel the battle. We lost that.
Feel about it. We lost that.
Feel about it. We lost that. Feel about it. We lost that.
In other words, you know, they can't win in Syria. It's already lost. Okay? So, then, someone posted on my bulletin board exactly the same reversal on exactly the same place. And here we have the forwards.
I've told you what I believe.
Okay, so that's what she found. And here she says, feel the battle we lost. So one word different. She just didn't document the that on the end of it. And here we go.
Feel about it, we lost.
Feel about it, we lost. Feel about it, we lost.
So the point being,
Is this the same forwards?
Exactly the same forwards. Okay. Yeah, exactly the same forwards. The point I'm making is that here we have two independent analysts who don't know each other, analyzing the same tape, finding the same reversal. Okay? So if this was imagination, then how could that happen? Do you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, how
this is just absolutely destroys the argument, if you can call it an argument. It's really so asinine. It begs the patience of anyone of normal intelligence. It's statistically virtually impossible that could happen, that two independent people who do not communicate with each other could document exactly the same reversal if it were random sound.
Right.
That's not possible.
Right. No, it's not. Absolutely not. So here it is again. So here's the verse of the guy emailed me this morning.
I've told you what I believe.
I can tell you what I believe. Feel the battle.
Feel about it. We lost battle. Feel about it. We lost battle. Feel about it. We lost battle.
And then here's a reversal that this other analyst found.
I've told you what I believe.
As you can hear, it's the same four section. Here's the first one.
I've told you what I believe. And here's, feel about it. We lost battle.
Oops, sorry. Here's the forward.
I've told you what I believe.
And here's the second forward.
I've told you what I believe.
So you can hear it's exactly the same forward, just different recording, and feel the battle we lost.
Feel about it, we lost. Feel about it, we lost.
So they just didn't document the that on the end.
Right, that's right. The other analyst just didn't document the word that on the end. So, yeah. So but exactly the same reversal, and that's how they were sent to me. I just played the clips exactly the way they were sent to me. I haven't altered them or doctored them or anything like that. So there we go. Quite a powerful statement for reverse speech. Because I see this quite a lot. This is not the first time I've seen this. I've seen this many, many times. In homework when I used to put out tapes for students to do for the same tape, they'd often come back with a proportional reversals that were identical to each other. And that should happen if reverse speech has any validity, which of course it does.
That's a very clear reversal. I mean, anybody listening, you can hear or feel hear that reversal very clearly.
Yeah, and it's another reversal of reluctance on President Obama. Okay, he has real grave fears about going into Iraq, into Syria. And when he said this morning, I was watching the press conference this morning. We should go in, he said, but we should go in. Oh yeah, that's not what your reversals say. And then he says, but I'm going to seek congressional approval. So I'm going, yeah, there's your out. So we'll see what the Congress does. I saw on Fox they're going to come back this week to discuss it, is what I heard. I don't know whether you've heard anything further updates on that.
Well, that's the latest is that Obama is actually going to consult the Congress. Something that neither Bush nor Obama has done, made a habit of during their days in office up to this point. This is another absolutely amazing, incredible demonstration of just how powerful the reverse speech technology is.
Yep. All right. Okay, here's another prediction I'm going to make. Here's Obama.
I believe that the people's representatives must be invested in what America does abroad.
And here he says, we'll keep the build up.
We'll keep the build up. We'll keep the build up.
And again.
We'll keep the build up.
So he's going to leave the destroyers in the Gulf. He's going to sit on the edge of war. All right. That's what his plans are. But he isn't actually going to go ahead and do it. Unless the Congress gives him authority.
The reversal before the last one is another future tense reversal, which predicts a bad outcome.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Yes, not good. Not good. And here we have the last one on Obama for today.
Over the last several days, we've heard from members of Congress who want their voices to be heard. I absolutely agree.
Okay, now this is a metaphor. I'll play it, then I'll explain the metaphor. Versus grave is the silver now.
Grave is the silver now.
That's clear.
Grave is the silver now. Grave is the silver now.
Now, silver is actually a metaphor for betrayal. It comes from the 30 pieces of silver that Judas was paid. So grave is the silver now. This is a very bad situation. We're betraying them. They're betraying us. You got reversals.
No, they're betraying the American people when they lie to them. That's quite a powerful metaphor. And of course, the unconscious mind thinks in metaphors. The Judas goat.
Right. So let's play that again. Here's the forwards.
Over the last several days, we've heard from members of Congress who want their voices to be heard. I absolutely agree.
You have grave as the silver now.
Grave as the silver now. Grave as the silver now.
Very clear.
Grave as the silver now.
Yeah, so America's being lied to. The whole situation reeks of betrayal. So there you go. You heard it first on Reverse Speech, folks.
We heard it first on last week on the spectacular prediction, which has since come true, about the coalition, the coalition falling apart, and the indication of that, what's happened since, and the delay on any attack on Syria. That was a spectacular reversal. Now we've got a whole, this week David is not just providing a single reversal, but painting a whole canvas.
Yep. If you've got enough reversals, you can pretty much form a good picture, you know. And I need to thank my network of people for a lot of these reversals, because I don't get time to do it on the media anymore. I'm just so busy with my private practice, and many of these were found by other practitioners and analysts who emailed them to me. So I do appreciate my network out there, and hopefully the network's going to get bigger and bigger and stronger as the years go on. All right, changing gears altogether, here's a wonderful congruent reversal I found on a client this week. He's talking about some property he just bought in New York.
And this building, when properties come on the market, they get snapped up pretty quickly. So we had to move quickly, which we did, and we secured it.
Okay, so he talks about buying his property. Back because he says, take it, they come on the market.
Take it, they come on the market.
Huh.
Take it, they come on the market.
And again.
Take it, they come on the market.
Now, a nice congruent reversal, okay? And this guy is a very successful guy. He's actually quite a wealthy man. He uses reverse speech in his business with remarkable success. And most of his reversals are congruent. In other words, what he's saying forwards is what he's saying in reverse. And congruity is where the power is. If you can be congruent inside and outside, you can do some incredibly amazing things. So there you go. So, all right, let's look at some other reversals I found this week. Incidentally, you should follow me on my Facebook page. I always post some good reversals on Facebook. Go and for those listeners who haven't looked at my Facebook page, if you go to reversespeech.com and down the bottom you'll see a little Facebook symbol, just to click on that. And I post on there every day, reversals and updates and everything that's going on. So you can follow all the latest stuff there. And the reversal I wanted to find, I can't find it now, so there we go. Getting too many files on my computer. All right, okay. Let us look at some miscellaneous reversals here. And here's an interesting one. Let's run this one.
I know that's the thing I've raised with all the Catholic brainwashing. You shouldn't separate. I mean, I shouldn't separate anything as soon as I got married. I mean, it's so wonderful now. But
oh yeah, she's talking about she should separate from her husband when she got married, but it's so wonderful now. And she says in reverse, in a dream, I can sense that fate.
In a dream, I can sense
it. In a dream, I can sense it. In a dream, I can sense it.
I mean, in a dream, or in my unconscious, I can sense that this was going to work in the long run. So there we go. I'm just pulling some reversals out at random here. Here we have a nice clear one on Bill Clinton when he talked about going in after Bin Laden.
There is more agreement than at first it appears about the necessity to push this thing through to the end.
And here he says, let's shoot for the assassin.
Let's shoot for the assassin.
Let's shoot for the assassin. Let's shoot for the assassin.
Very clear, and of course, which states America's desire to get Bin Laden even before 9/11. So, Yeah, so there we go. All right, let me see. What reversal shall I pull out now? Well, here we have a interesting reversal, which I call a post-transversal, showing success after the metawalks.
I was just visualizing the whirlwind, visualizing the wolf like we used to do because we've done it before.
Absolutely.
And it just started bringing that power and that life force, and yesterday I was having absolutely fantastic, you know.
This one says, see yourself full of love, give me whirlwind.
See yourself full of love, give me whirlwind. See yourself full of love, give me whirlwind. See yourself full of love, give me whirlwind.
An amazing reversal, hey?
That's really neat after these politicians' reversals.
Yes, I know. Nice to get a different perspective. Here's another one about the whirlwind. Seeing we play the whirlwind reversal.
I guess there's two things. I don't know how much information yet to put in the pamphlet, and whether to have some information pack to send to them. There's two ways I could go. It depends what this looks like, whether that's sufficient or whether there's too much for that.
And this one says, see the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
See the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
See the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
Very clear.
See the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
And that's what we call a trance instruction. So when I do my metawalks with this client, I will have him see a devil and a whirlwind coming along and taking the devil away. And just changing that one metaphor will make quite a difference in this guy's life.
There might be a number of new listeners who are tuning in to this show for the first time. We have, David, I mentioned earlier, has on his website a metaphor dictionary, The Unconscious Mind Thinks in Metaphors. Some listeners might be asking, what is a whirlwind?
Ah, right. Whirlwind is energy, life force. Reverse Week talks about two whirlwinds. We have our whirlwind, which is our own energy, our own life force. And there is a universal whirlwind, which is the energy that surrounds the planet. And so when it says see the world and shift this devil out is connect to my aura, connect to my life force, connect to my inner strength, and that's going to overcome this negative pattern I'm having with the devil. So so that's what it means. So it's tapping into our inner power. Okay. All right. Now, there's a good reversal I found. I don't know whether I played this one on your show last week or not. This is on a business client.
It might be least limit or unlimited amount of money. And if I believe that becomes a feeling, I think the money will change. Yeah.
And this says, be in the profit.
Be in the profit.
Be in the profit. Be in the profit.
Nice, a congruent reversal. Here's a guy who will be successful business-wise. And this is what I do with my, I have a very busy practice, and I use my clients' reversals to find out what's wrong with them and what dysfunctional structures they're running. And then I use a specific form of hypnosis, which I've called a metawalk, to shift and change this dysfunctional pattern. So that's the essence of what I do. A lot of my clients are with me for money issues. I'd say that's probably 70% of all my work is people wanting to improve their financial situation. And it's a matter of finding out what the sabotages are and then removing them. So there you go. Let's find some more reversals here. I'm just trying to think what I've played on your show and what I haven't, you know. So here we have a client talking about depression.
I was sitting down the other day and actually with the friend I mentioned who suffers from depression. I mean, I probably suffer from depression too, but he's been diagnosed as suffering from depression.
Right.
That's the distinction I make. And he was quite down and talking about it, and that just brought me way down.
And he says, and God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
God lives, he's the wisdom shepherd.
Yeah, so go to God. Look to God inside of you. He will have your solutions for your depression. So that's his reversals giving him some advice. Okay? Okay. All right. And, I've got so many. It's hard to know which ones to play here. Here we have another one with the whirlwind.
I was secure in knowing where my place in the world was and what the universe, what was out there, basically.
And here he says, the soul whirlwind.
The soul whirlwind.
The soul whirlwind. The soul whirlwind.
Anyway, that's another congruent reversal, and he says he's confident in himself and where he is. That reversal validates that. He's tapped into the energy of his soul. Okay.
Okay, so yeah. I heard the soul whirlwind. That's what I heard on the reversal.
Yeah. Okay. That's what it is. Yeah, the soul whirlwind. Here's a reversal giving the client some warning, advice.
But you know what? It was okay. I just think you make the best of a bad situation or make the best of the situation you've got.
And here she says, shows this is a stupid gamble.
There it is.
Whatever she's talking about forwards is not going to work out very well for her, given a reversal like that.
We've seen and heard multiple examples of future tense reversals today, or this evening rather, where earlier the politicians like Obama were predicting a bad outcome if there were an attack on Syria. Now we've heard some individuals' reversals where they've been predicting a good outcome of buying property or in other pursuits, and in the last reversal, the contrary.
Yep, exactly right. Yep, it's such an amazing a tool to look inside the unconscious, and such an amazing tool to see whether it's going to work or not. Here's a reversal I found on the 2 years ago on my new business associates, and these are the marketing people I got in to promote reverse speech for me.
Okay, so anyway, that was the first thing, David, is just a rough gauge on volume, so we know before we start the full-on marketing how aggressive to go, you know?
Right.
So
this one says, our sex in the bed is powerful.
I believe you did play the other week, and we were talking about the metaphor aspect of sex in reverse speech. It doesn't just mean physical sex. There is an example of the metaphor sex, which again is defined in David's metaphor dictionary.
Now, for those of you who are interested in buying some of my products, we're going to be having a special on Thursday only. Okay? Thursday only, I'm going on a very large radio show. And so we're having a special on Thursday. So go to my website on Thursday and click on the link, and you'll see some products at half price. And there you go, George.
All right.
A little bit of price. And a little bit of promotions.
All right, and that's that could be quite a savings, because even at the regular rates, it's a bargain. But now Thursday, isn't that the evening that you're going to be on Coast to Coast?
That's correct. Yes, okay. I didn't know whether you wanted me to promote another show on your show.
I don't mind a bit. In fact, I would urge all of our listeners to tune in and hear as much reverse speech as you can, because David will be. This is the first time in about 15 years that David has been on Coast to Coast. Tune in to as many reverse speech shows as you possibly can.
Yeah, I'm very excited about going back on coast to coast after being off from there for 15 years. And it's going to be a very, very simple, basic show. There's a whole new audience there who've never heard of reverse speech. And I'm going to be playing some very simple, very easy to hear examples, you know, and just introduce a whole bunch of new people to reverse speech. So September the 5th, I'm on between 10 and 12 PST.
And again, it's on a regular show like ours. We have the archives so we can go beyond the initial stages as we build. And I'm always accounting for the fact that there might be some new listeners tuning in. But that's the beauty of having a weekly show, because we will be building layers of reverse speech presentations where you can take it to different levels.
Right.
All right, we're
at the end.
That music, and so we'll be back next week at 2 hours earlier, starting with a new schedule, with more of David John Oates and reverse speech. Thank you, David.
Okay, see you next week, George. Bye.